In its design, color arrangement, and orientation, the logo is a study in contrasts, his booklet proclaimed. Tipped at a jaunty angle, it brims with the informality, friendliness, and spontaneity of a Christmas seal and the authority of a rubber stamp. The word next was split into two lines to fill the square face of the cube, with only the E in lowercase. That letter stood out, Rand's booklet explained, to connote education, excellence, E equals MC squared. It was often hard to predict how Jobs would react to a presentation. He could label it shitty or brilliant. One never knew which way he might go. But with a legendary designer such as Rand, the chances were that Jobs would embrace the proposal. He stared at the final spread, looked up at Rand, and then hugged him. They had one minor disagreement. Rand had used a dark yellow for the E in the logo, and Jobs wanted him to change it to a brighter and more traditional yellow. Rand banged his fist on the table and declared, "I've been doing this for 50 years, and I know what I'm doing." Jobs relented.